Welcome into the Cougar Tailgate, where BYU fandom lives. Here's your host, Lauren McClain.
What's up, Cougar Nation? Lauren McClain here with Cleon Wall, and we're doing what we do best, talking all things BYU Cougars. Here's what's coming up on the show today. It's almost Big 12 time, baby. We're going to explore BYU football's 6 road games this season and rank which ones are the top places to tailgate and why, plus which other teams across the country we'd love to go and tailgate with. Cleon, how would you talk someone from other schools in the Big 12 who are only going to pick one road trip to choose to tailgate in Provo?
That's a good question. I'm going to be interested to hear what you have to say. I'm going to say number one is the ice cream. Maybe it's a hard sell to schools from the Midwest because, they do the same thing. Maybe, Iowa State might, big deal, we do ice cream too or something like that.
They got dairy cows, don't they?
But then again, if you give it to them free, I mean, hey, free ice cream at Lavelle Edwards Stadium. That's something, right? I mean, that's something.
Oh.
Maybe not.
It sounds very wholesome. Love it. Continue.
Okay. Depending on the time of year, really, you can sell them on what's happening in the mountains. Meaning if it's fall, you can say, hey, before the game, go take it, or maybe the day before. Maybe they can fly in the day before, and you say, hey, just go take a drive up the Alpine Loop and go look at the leaves and just see how beautiful our mountains are. Or maybe if there's snow, they can go check out the snow in the mountains and maybe go sledding. Or I guess if they're skiers, maybe they can go do some skiing. But, I'd say something like that. Just hang out in the mountains for a little bit. I know you could say from the stadium, you could say it's really pretty. But, I mean, actually go experience what it's like being in the mountains just east of Lavelle Edwards Stadium. Anyway, next on the list, this is not here in Utah County, but I would probably say the Great Salt Lake. There's no other place like this in the whole entire world. And guess what? It actually has water now. So what a great place to go check out, right, is the Great Salt Lake. So that'd be the other one. And then if we're going to talk about the actual tailgate, Lauren, let's give it up for go see the Sports Nation set. They're right outside Lavelle Edwards Stadium, just to the west of the stadium. Go check out what they're doing. I don't think that there are a lot of the Big 12 schools or maybe a lot of the schools that do something like BYU and BYU TV does. Go check out the set. See what the students are doing. See Lauren. She's probably going to be there hyping up the students.
I'll be there.
Check out the scenery, and then go enjoy a good football game and enjoy the fans around you who are Cougar fans who may torch their own team with how they play. That's at least the experience I had the last time I sat with fans. It was the BYU East Carolina game. I was there sitting with a bunch of fans, and man, they were just lighting into the Cougars and the Cougar coaching staff. And I'm like, yikes, guys, come on. But anyway, it was still a lot of fun just to be there.
There's nothing in the Big 12 like the Wasatch Mountains, kind of like you mentioned. I think you do go to places for scenery, especially if it's kind of a one and done thing. If you just want to go, you got one trip per year, go somewhere you've never been before and see the glorious Wasatch Mountains. It's a very unique culture. If I'm going somewhere, I want to get to know a new culture that I haven't got to know before. And as we know, Provo, Utah definitely has its own stamp, does it not? We're going to show you how to have some fun without alcohol, Cleon. Because it's possible.
It is possible.
You got four games.
You know what?
I
think you need to offer your services to show how you can have fun to any fan
without
that comes in
alcohol.
Without alcohol. Yeah. I think you need to take them country line dancing. They might be able to do that in their place, but it still can be fun here. And then take them up into the mountains and then introduce them to your kids. And they're just going to love BYU.
Classic. Here's my 2-year-old and 4-year-old. Anyway, thank you for coming. All right, let's get to it. BYU football has 6 road games this season, and we're going to break down the pros and cons of tailgating at each one and rank them accordingly. Let's start with BYU's first road test in the SEC country, the Arkansas Razorbacks. Okay, it's in Fayetteville, Arkansas. It's the only SEC game on the schedule, and Arkansas will make the most of it. The stadium is going to be very loud. It has a capacity of 72,000 fans. In the stadium, there is a touchdown club area where you can stand right outside of the locker room to both teams and greet the players as they come out. Let's talk about the food, because to me, that's one of the most important aspects. They have a place called Road Hog Park, where all the RVs stay before the game. They are there on the Thursday before the game and stay cooking barbecue the entire time. That's what I'm talking about, Cleon. That's going to sell me. Rick's Bakery has Razorback cookies and cakes. The cons are difficult to get to. It's not a top-tier SEC school, and the crowd usually doesn't sell out if it's not Texas or Alabama. I think there actually might be a good showing against BYU. I think Arkansas fans had enough of a good experience last year at Lavelle Edwards Stadium that they could have a good crowd. We'll see. All right, let's rank them. For me, out of the six, it's number four. You'd think
what
SEC would be number one, but I think BYU fans are going to be excited about getting to know their fellow Big 12 pals, including one that's headed to the SEC and may not get another chance to play as conference foes. Hint, hint, that's going to be my number one. Anyway, so I have it as number four.
Okay, I think you're ranking this game too low.
Okay.
You know, BYU's never going to return to this place, so why not go experience it? The majority of the state supports this team, even though it's hard to get to their location. I totally get that. Fayetteville is not the hub of activity in the state of Arkansas. It's really not close to Little Rock, which is the state capital and one of the bigger cities in the whole entire state. But fans are going to flock there to go watch their team. They're going to be hyped. You know, as you mentioned, the fans that came to Provo last year, they really enjoyed their time. Maybe it was because their team put up 52 points on BYU, but I think there was actually something it has something to do with the fans that they came to see. So I think that the fans that came out here are going to greet the Cougar fans that go out there with a warmness, saying, hey, you know, thanks for coming out. We really appreciate you being here. I think it's going to be a great place to go watch a game. It's going to be green out. The weather's still going to be nice, maybe a bit humid. Yeah, that stinks, but oh well. But you got the Ozarks that are right there. I think this would be a great place. True. I ranked them number two on my list. I was close to putting him number one, but I'm saving that for another team. But I'm going to say number two, this is where I would go if I was going to tailgate this next year. And I think it'd be fun just to be out there with the fans and just say, hey, we're from BYU. We want to come and see what this place is like. You know, tell us more about the state and tell us more about your team. And I think that I just have this feeling that Arkansas fans are going to say, well, come on over, sit down. We're going to give you a cold one, you know, probably for BYU fans, a non-alcoholic cold one. But anyway, give them a cold one and some nice food, and I think you'd have a lot of fun there.
Oh, okay. I can get behind that. I do. I like that. And that's the hope. That's the hope. But we'll see if that actually happens.
Yeah.
Okay, Cleon, tell us about Kansas.
Okay, Kansas. This is Lawrence, Kansas. The pros of going to Lawrence, Kansas are right now, number one, the Jayhawks are coming off of a good season. And that's not... it doesn't happen very much, okay? Let's just say that.
Yeah.
This team's going to have something to prove. It's going to be the Big 12 opener for both teams, both BYU and Kansas. It's the Big 12 opener, and they're probably going to be like, yeah, come on in. We want to welcome you into the Big 12. Yes, we want our team to kick your butt, but come on, we're grateful that you're here. I think the fans will be really welcoming the fans that show up. This is not the birthplace of basketball, but the guy who invented it coached there, James Naismith. You also could go tour Fog Allen Fieldhouse without a basketball game. Of course, I think you want to go back there for a basketball game, but it'd still be cool to go tour the Fieldhouse, see what it's like. This is a college town, kind of like Arkansas. This is a college town, so it's going to have a college feel to it. And that's another reason to go there, is to get that college feel, that Midwest college feel, to see what it's like. And if you don't want that college feel, you know, Kansas City is really not that far away. You know, maybe if you're into this thing, you can actually go watch Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs. I should add, you know, Patrick Mahomes in there too. He's pretty good. they're going to take on the Bears they're going to take on the Bears that same weekend in Kansas City. So if you're into that kind of thing, why not? You know, you could go there. Food-wise, there's Papa Kino's Pizzeria. It has 19 specialty pizzas with slices bigger than your face. That's what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of a heart attack waiting to happen, that sounds great. the cons, you know, again, I think we're going to say this with a lot of Big 12 schools that BYU is going to play. It's not easy to get to. It kind of is. It's not, you know, you're going to fly into Kansas City and then you're going to have to travel to Kansas City outside. So it might be more like, you know, when you fly into Salt Lake and then you have to come down to Provo. Maybe a little bit longer drive, but there you go. It doesn't really have a football-rich tradition. It's usually known as a basketball school. By the way, I do have fond memories of the 2007 Kansas football team going 12-1 and winning the Orange Bowl. But that's probably the highlight of all of Kansas football.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So for being the state's flagship institution, sorry, Kansas State, I'll have nice things to say about you when BYU plays Kansas State in football. You would think that they would have a better football program, but they just don't. And so, there's that. By the way, they've only sold out the stadium once in the last 4 years, the football stadium. So that tells you how good their football team has been.
Where do you rank them?
So where would I rank the Kansas Jayhawks? A lot of the six road games, even though I've said a lot of nice things about them, I would probably rank them number six.
You just hyped them up for 5 minutes and you put them in last place.
I'm sorry. I want to rank them higher, but mainly because they're a great basketball program. I mean, I'd love to go to a basketball game at Fog Allen and Fieldhouse. You know what? It may be a better tailgate than we think. If Kansas can win those first three games against Missouri State, Illinois, Nevada, then the Jayhawk faithful might be on top of the world, and they're going to be really welcoming for that Big 12 opener. I think that's the excitement. If you're going to hold on to something, it's the Big 12 opener for both teams. And plus, it's family weekend. That means a lot of kids are going to be coming in with their parents to check out Kansas to see if they want to go there. And this is dubbed the Family Day Game. So maybe there's something there. Maybe it'll be family-friendly. But, you know, if you're going there for the ambiance and the tradition and everything like that, Kansas might not be the place you want to go.
Yeah. I'm going to hold off the road trip until basketball season. If I only get one football trip a year, it ain't going to be to Kansas, you know? No diss to Kansas. I just think, I think you got to save that for basketball. I rank them at last place as well.
On the other hand, maybe you're thinking, hey, if we're looking to watch BYU get a win on the road, and I'm not saying Kansas is bad because I think Kansas is actually going to have a good team this year, but maybe in the back of your mind you're thinking, oh, Kansas will come back down to earth. We know that, they've been historically a bad team. Yeah, they were 6-6 last year, but, you know, they can't keep it up. So maybe they'll be a bad team, and we want to watch our Cougars win. So maybe you go to Kansas. And plus the weather should still be nice.
All right, the next team is TCU in Fort Worth, Texas. A lot of pros here. Near a big city, coming off a national title appearance, has history of BYU in the Mountain West Conference, just 7 minutes from what some consider the best zoo in the United States. Or if you're my husband, you hate zoos because you think it's very inhumane. It's only a half hour from Dallas, which has a million things to do. And most importantly, you got Billy Bob's Texas Honky Tonk with line dancing.
They're going to outdo what we do here in Provo?
Yeah, I love that you mentioned line dancing in Provo. I'm like, you do realize there are a handful of teams in Texas and Oklahoma.
I just figured
that's West Virginia.
I just figured that's what you would want to do on a Friday night.
It is. But they're going to be like, this is the lamest thing compared to Billy Bob's Texas Honky Tonk. That sounds amazing. I would go there just for that. There's a restaurant called Game Theory that offers brunch-style food while you play as many board games as you want. That sounds pretty cool. Some of the cons. Some may say it's not a real college town. And I say it's not the only Texas school, so it's not super unique in the Big 12. I'm going to rank it at number four. They're runner-ups to the national champions last year. Lots to do. Plus, BYU has some beef with them, so I think it's going to be a really interesting, fun game. Not at the top, but definitely not at the bottom. Where do you have them, Cleon?
I'm going to rank them number five. Fort Worth is huge. I'm not sure it's going to have the same feel as some of the other venues that we've talked about. Like, we've already talked about, like your Arkansas. You know, it's a college town. Like your Kansas, that's a college town. Fort Worth is not a college town. You know, it's a regular, you know, big city. And so I just don't think it's going to have the same feel. I'm going to remove the fact that they were in the national championship game. I'm also going to remove the fact that these two teams were old rivals. If I take those two things out, I just question whether this is going to be a great place to watch a game. This is also the place that said, hey, if you want to watch BYU play against us, you got to buy a ticket package or at least a ticket to another game. So you can't buy a single game ticket to go watch BYU play TCU. On the positive side, kind of like what you talked about, you can check out the Dallas-Fort Worth area, see all the things that are around there. You know, you could see where President Kennedy was shot. I've been there. It's pretty cool. Other historical places. And again,
a little strange.
I'll bring up the fact that the Cowboys are going to host the Rams that weekend at Jerry World. Maybe that's why I would want to go, is because I'd be able to see BYU play TCU and then possibly want to go see my favorite team, the Rams, take on the Cowboys in that behemoth of a football season. Stadium, excuse me. So, But I'm still going to say five. Going to say, college atmosphere and everything else, I'm going to say it's probably five on my list.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to have the last three road games and where we rank them on the best tailgating places in the Big 12. This is Cougar Tailgate. Welcome back to Cougar Tailgate. I'm Lauren McClain alongside Cleon Wall. Let's get back to our last three road games on BYU football's schedule. Texas in Austin. All right, the next one is Texas.
Okay, so Austin. Yeah, it's actually a fairly big city.
Big city.
Yeah, fun town, rich football tradition, easy to get to. They've got an international airport there, so it's easy to fly into. For the foreseeable future, this is the only time BYU is going to be able to play Texas. We know as conference foes, who knows if they'll play out of conference. I'm not sure that's going to happen, but we'll see. This is the biggest stadium BYU will play in this year. Other than Oklahoma and possibly Arkansas, this is maybe the biggest name opponent BYU's. It is the biggest name opponent BYU will play it all year. I did look up one real interesting fact. They list the attendance numbers of the top 20 games according to number of people watching a game at Royal Stadium. And BYU comes in at number 20 with their 2011 game.
That's big.
In which Texas won 17-16. Wow, that was a great game. Anyway, Taysom Hill's not on this team, so those days are long gone. This is a new football team taking on one of the powerhouses of college football. That seems like a good reason to go. Country music is just wild down there. I think this is why Lauren wants to go to Texas, right there, country music. So I know Lauren would probably want to go there. Food, there's a restaurant called Old Thousand, has a world-famous dish. It's called the classic fried rice, but with Texas smoked brisket in it. Sounds really good. Mm-hmm. I've been to this place. It's called Gordo's Donuts. They have huge donuts, and they serve it out of like one of those silver travel trailers. You can eat it with your hands. It's a huge donut, but the toppings are really messy. You may actually want a knife and fork. Really, really, really good.
That sounds amazing.
Cons, possibly overhyped. Maybe feels just it's this huge thing, and it may not have that college feel to it. I don't know. Let me give you a story I got from the Texas Tech SID when I was over in Lubbock, Texas last month. He said, the worst place to go watch a college football game is Texas. He said, everyone wants to go there, but it's just a big stadium. It doesn't have a good feel to it. It's just not the same. And take that with a grain of salt because they've been playing Texas for a long time and Texas Tech and Texas are rivals. So take that with a grain of salt. That might be a negative, but I mean, I think the positives kind of outweigh the negatives here. I'm going to list Texas as my number three. This is the last time that BYU will be able to go play in Austin. The one and only time they'll be able to play in Austin as conference members. So go soak it in, get a donut, enjoy some country music, and enjoy just being in Austin, Texas.
One thing you maybe failed to mention is that Texas Tech might be a little jealous of Texas as well.
It is
true. You
know
what I mean? There could be a little underlying jealousy to that comment that he told you. Austin is a really cool place with great music. Not even just country music. It's just a great music hub. But most of all, this is the first and only time BYU will face Texas and Austin as conference opponents. Like you said, I love the recent history with Texas and Taysom Hill. So, diehard Longhorn fans haven't forgotten that yet. So I think that's going to play a part in how the fans react to BYU coming. Head coach Steve Sarkisian was a BYU quarterback. So all the ties make it more intriguing. And they're going to be really, really good. It's going to be a really good team. And who doesn't want to be there for that chance, be it small, Cleon, that BYU beats the Longhorns in Texas once again when they're one of the top teams in the country? Oh, I wouldn't miss it.
That's why you're ranking it number one, right?
That's why I'm ranking it number one.
I thought for sure it would definitely be the country music scene, but okay, whatever.
Well, I've been to Nashville. There's nothing like Nashville. Oh, anyway, Kay. The next one, West Virginia in Morgantown. It is a college town, has a nice football history and tradition. Number one thing that matters in Morgantown is football. It's different from the other tailgates we'll travel to. It's very green and beautiful part of the country. When else are you going to visit West Virginia, Cleon? You know what I mean? Plus, if you're a Jazz fan, like Utah Jazz basketball, there's a life-size bronze statue of Hot Rod Hundley outside of the WVU Coliseum, which is pretty cool. Food-wise, Black Bear Burritos is known for having some of the best Mexican food in town while also having live music performances during your meal. That literally sounds like a dream come true to me. I love Mexican food. I love live music. Send me to West Virginia. The cons are the game is in November, so it's going to be a bit chilly, and it's the farthest game away of any of the games. So I am ranking this, however, despite the cons, number two. I think it's going to be a blast. I love everything about this matchup because I think West Virginia and BYU are the antithesis of each other. And I love getting to know new cultures and traditions and rich college towns. So sign me up. Cleon, what do you think?
I would rank this one number one for me.
Ooh.
Because in my opinion, West Virginia means everything, not only to the Morgantown community, but just the state in general. It's going to be wild. It's going to be raucous. You'll get to sing Country Road, Take Me Home at the end of the game. You'll probably hear it a few other times while you're there. You might get heckled. You might need to show up early to make friends of the fans around you, but you know, so that they don't, you know, like crush you with beer or maybe criticize you or whatever. But you know what? I don't think you're ever going to forget
it.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think you're ever going to forget this game or this atmosphere. I think this would be the number one place I want to go. The only other time in my memory that I know BYU played West Virginia, they played in Washington, D.C., or I'm sorry, in Virginia. And so that's just not the same. I think this will be a really, really fun game and a fun atmosphere to go to. So I would say this would be my number one stop if I was gonna spend all my money. I'd want to go to West Virginia for a tailgate and a game there.
Okay, the very last road game of the season will be against Oklahoma State in Stillwater, Oklahoma.
I was not in Stillwater. I was in Stillwater, I should say, not that long ago. That's what I'm trying to say. You know what? That is a cool place. It's a college town, fun team. It's the only thing that matters in the town and the community in the surrounding communities. You know, it's got a great feel. It's a town of about 50,000. I said to someone, "Oh, this is a nice city," and they go, "Eh, it's a town." It really does feel small. You know, it feels like a really nice community there. I talked to some of the fans around there, and they didn't live anywhere near Stillwater, but they love coming back to Stillwater to be a part of the team and to be a part of that community. The campus is cool. Way back in the day, it was known as the Princeton of the Prairies. That's why their colors are orange and black. The campus buildings, they look really cool too. Pickens Stadium is almost a complete bowl, so it's going to be loud in that stadium. They're renovating the stadium, so you're going to get more leg room there. Please go check out, if you're going to go to this game, check out the Heritage Hall. I'm going to have a story on it coming up later in a podcast. That's all coming up later. Check out the history of who Pistol Pete is. Yes, he is a real guy, not just a mascot. And then hopefully Oklahoma State's going to play a basketball game that weekend. And it would be fun to catch it like a doubleheader, BYU and Oklahoma State playing football and then Oklahoma State playing basketball. Gallagher-Iba Arena is right next to the football stadium. They're hooked together actually through that Heritage Hall and many other things. They're right next to each other. Is this a winnable game? It could be. We'll just have to wait and see. But it'd be fun to kind of cap off the whole season by saying, I'm going to go to Oklahoma State and I'm going to watch a game at Pickens Arena. Food, you want to check out Pagoda Pizza. Not a traditional pizza place. They serve pizza topped with bacon and shrimp. What people really come for is the Japanese pancake topped with spring onions, cheese, and a fried egg. That sounds... it sounds good to me.
I think the bacon and shrimp on top of pizza is throwing me off more than the Japanese pancake. But anyway.
Okay, so the cons. The game is in November. It is the last game to go to. It will be, again, like I said, a lot of these Big 12 cities are going to be difficult to travel to. You're going to fly into Oklahoma City or you're going to fly into Tulsa, and it's probably at least an hour drive from either of those directions. It's a pretty drive, but it is a drive. They may be short on hotels. I will tell you this. While I was there, they had something called the calf fry there. And the calf fry is a kind of like a music festival. And then they eat parts of cows. Anyway, so it was really hard the weekend I went there to find a hotel.
What?
So if you're going to do it, you may have to stay outside of town if you're going to want to go to a football game in Stillwater, Oklahoma. I'm going to rank Oklahoma State number three. I think the fans will be great. I think they'll be welcoming. I think the atmosphere will be great. I hope the football will be good, but it's November and who knows where each team will be at that. Hopefully you can find a hotel. That's why I ranked this one number three.
I think you should be ready for a heart attack in all these places. I also have it at number three. It's like West Virginia, where the town comes to life on game days. You'll get to mingle with some nice country folk who love God and love football. What else can you ask for? But it doesn't stop there. Stillwater is known as the home of red dirt music, a mixture of folk, country, blues, and rock. Yes, I love it. I will be there. Okay, Cleon, other than the Big 12, what are the places you would like to tailgate the most across the country?
Number one for me would be the Horseshoe. I would love to watch a game at the Ohio State University. I'm not a big fan of them, but I'd love to watch a game. I swear it always looks gloomy for a game there. Always looks like there's clouds and it's raining or whatever. But I'd love to go to a game there and possibly root for the opposing squad. I would love to go to Memorial Stadium in Nebraska. I wish I could have gone with BYU a few years ago, but I would love to go to that game against a real rival, not someone from the Big Ten, meaning like a Colorado or an Oklahoma. I don't want to see them play like a Minnesota or a Michigan, even though that might be a good game. But anyway, I like to see him against a traditional rival, and I want to see the stadium bathed in red, and I want to be with passionate fans. And then number three, man, there's so many places. I'll just pick this one, Husky Stadium at the University of Washington. I want a boat gate, tailgate, whatever, with people who take those boats to Husky Stadium. Maybe I could rent a boat and just hang out with them and then go to the game afterwards. It'd really be cool to get onto Lake Washington to do that. I have three bonuses real quickly. I'd love to go to the largest cocktail party in Jacksonville between Georgia and Florida. I'd love to go to the Iron Bowl between Auburn and Alabama. And I'd love to go to the Red River Rivalry at the Cotton Bowl between Oklahoma and Texas. By the way, the Texas State Fair goes on at the same time. That, I think, would be a lot of fun to go to.
So basically, you want to go to every other college football game in the country outside of the Big 12. Just kidding. Just kidding, Cleon. No, those are incredible. And those are some of the best tailgating places in the country. I want to go to the Big House in Michigan. I've never been there before. I've heard incredible things and how insane it is and how insane the fans are. I would love to go tailgate there. Neyland Stadium at Tennessee. Yeah, for lots of reasons. As you know, Cleon, I love Tennessee, love country music. There are so many songs about Neyland Stadium, and I've actually been there, but not on a game day. So I would love to check that out, even though they haven't been that great at football in recent years. The Grove at Ole Miss in Oxford, Mississippi. I've heard incredible things about that, and it's the ultimate college town. And who doesn't love the Blind Side? You know what I mean? And so they're huge Ole Miss fans. So I think I would love to go there. And that does it for us today. You can join the Cougar Tailgate wherever you get your podcasts on Apple, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spotify, or on BYUradio.org. Cougar Tailgate is a production of BYU Radio.